Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
The White House said today that the Israeli government had now agreed to reschedule a visit by a group of officials to discuss the Rafah ground offensive. The Washington trip was scrapped over the US decision not to veto a UN resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire last week. It comes on the day that the UN's most senior human rights official, Volker Türk, said in a BBC interview that Israel bore significant blame and that it was a plausible case that Israel was using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza. For reaction to all of these developments, I'm joined now by Israeli government spokesperson David Mentzer from Tel Aviv. David, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you,
Cormac. Good to be with you.
Can I ask you, first of all, about what the White House spokesperson said on Wednesday, that the Israeli government had agreed to reschedule a visit by a group of officials to discuss the Rafah ground offensive. Can you confirm that that delegation is now going?
Thank you very much, Cormac, for having me on the show. I can't confirm that yet, but I've no reason to believe that that won't happen. I think that the reason why we were concerned with what the Americans did, abstaining at the UN Security Council, the reason we were upset was because it decoupled the issue of a cessation of this war, and it decoupled it with the release of our hostages. We were extremely concerned about that. And the main reason we were concerned about that is because the ongoing negotiations we were having through mediators with the genocidal terrorist organization Hamas to release our hostages, Hamas immediately strengthened their position and walked away from a potential deal to release those hostages. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the reason we were upset was extremely clear. But, of course, the U.S. is our closest partner in the world. It's a mutual relationship. We've been side by side for the last 5 months or so. And, of course, nothing can break that unbreakable bond.
Oh, you yourselves are being accused of genocide by various states. And there are various leaders who have expressed shock that you may launch a ground offensive in Rafah, where over 2 million people are trapped. Could the U.S. convince Israel of not launching such an invasion?
Well, first things first, Cormac, you know, that sort of accusation against Israel is absolutely unfounded and unwarranted. And it's normally made by people that are only interested in perpetuating this conflict rather than solving this conflict. This conflict, of course, need I remind you, started when the genocidal murderers broke in through our borders and raped and killed and beheaded and did terrible things to our people. That in itself was the worst day of Jew hatred and murder.
Without question, it was an aberration.
Yeah.
Without question, it was
Absolutely,
was horrible, and it has been widely condemned. But it's not completely without foundation, isn't it? There are well over 30,000 people killed in the conflict since then, and the US, for example, has said that the entire population of Gaza is at risk of starvation. So it's not completely the accusation of genocide against Israel completely unfounded, is it?
Well, I think it is completely unfounded, Cormac, and I'll tell you why. The first reason is that those figures are from Hamas. And Hamas is, of course, an organization which says that Jews are the descendants of apes and monkeys and pigs. So, you know, I wouldn't take Hamas's word for it. What I would take's word for it is the Israeli government. And we know that we've killed around 15,000 terrorists. So that in the ratio of combatant to civilian, we think that our figures, of course, every civilian death is an absolute tragedy. But we think that when the dust settles and we look at this war, it will be seen that actually our combatant, the way that we protected civilians and got them out of harm's way.
You've killed more than that in terms of civilians.
No. I'm telling you that's a one-to-one ratio. That's the point I'm making.
Is that acceptable?
The US were operating.
Is that acceptable in your opinion?
War is unacceptable. War is an ugly, terrible, terrible business.
To kill over 15,000 innocent civilians who have had nothing to do with October 7th, that's acceptable in your opinion?
So Cormac, I will tell you again that this was not a war we wanted. It's not a war we asked for. This was a war that was imposed upon us. And when a genocidal Nazi force, an army force of Hamas broke through our borders, you know, there's a reason, Cormac, that people like you and the international media don't have Hamas spokesmen on. I'll tell you why that is, Cormac. It's because every time they ask, you know, what they think about October the 7th, they just say they're going to do it again and again and again. And the thing is, Cormac, we believe them because this is not a faraway land of which we know little. Mm-hmm. This is on our doorstep.
We've had the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland.
It's hundreds of meters.
And she has talked about starvation that she has witnessed, and she's talked to relatives and friends in Gaza that they're experiencing. And the UN's most senior human rights official, David Volker Turk, said in a BBC interview today that Israel bore significant blame and that there was a plausible case that Israel was using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza. How do you respond to that?
I'll tell you how I respond, Cormac. That is another slur against my country, a long list of slurs which come out of the United Nations. We're probably condemned by the United Nations more than any other nation on this earth, more than China, more than Russia, more you know, in their invasion of Ukraine. So we are constantly condemned by the United Nations.
But aren't
the main reason
right?
that
Why
we're
let
always
aid
condemned.
In?
Let me explain to you what's happening. Before this war, there were about 70 food trucks a day going into Gaza. You know, just yesterday, they were 274.
It's
so this whole
though.
Idea about...
There's a long line of trucks, as you know, at the border, waiting to be let in. And there's a long and complex checking process, and some of the products aren't allowed in. Why don't you, if the starvation situation in Gaza is as bad as all of the aid agencies say, as bad as the UN says, as bad as the US is telling us, why not let an appropriate amount of aid in so people can live?
Okay, so that is the classic propaganda line which we're receiving the world over. And let me give you the facts right now, okay? I'm a representative of a democratic country with regular elections, a free press, you know, a press which analyzes the government. And let me tell you the facts on the ground. I told you before that before this war, there were 70 food trucks a day going in. Yesterday, there were 274 of those trucks. Now, look, we are trying to flood Gaza with aid. We have no interest in causing any harm to ordinary civilians. No, well, of course it's disputed. There's a war going on.
It's disputed by all of the aid agencies, and it's disputed by the US as well.
Let me tell you, unfortunately, the main aid agency in Gaza was UNRWA, and UNRWA were, of course, a front for Hamas.
All of them that we have talked to. Okay,
let me give you some more. Yeah, no, the key point I want to make for you is that no one in Hamas is hungry, Cormac. Absolutely no one. They steal the aid, they loot the trucks, and then they sell the aid onto the black market.
Well it's quite clear from reports and from television pictures
prices.
That the rest of the population in Gaza is indeed starving on the brink of starvation. But we'll leave it there for the moment. Israeli government spokesperson David Mensah, thank you.